Please it you to understand that this morning I delivered the King's Grace letters to my Lord of London, which was very glad and joyous that the King's Highness so graciously accepted his sermon said to the people on Sunday last, and heartily thanked you for your favourable relation of the same to His Majesty. And whence he came to the place where it was required of him that he should put his sermon in writing, and also in print, that the people might have a continual information thereby, he said to me that his, by faith, he was not able to write the said sermon as he said it, for he had so much matter that he cannot for his life remember in divers and many cases what things he declared and what he left unspoken. For he took such matters as first occurred to his mind, concerning such conclusions as he intended to satisfy the people in, and in case who he should write things as spoken by him on Sunday last, which then he spoke not, or else should leave out unwritten such things as he spoke. In the first point, it would be laid to his charge, as he said, that he had not truly repeated his sermon in writing, specifying that he had spoken things which he had not spoken. And in the second point, it would be reported by such as observed him in his said sermon that he had left out of purpose certain things which he spoke, because he was not able to justify them, into which both dangers of reproach, he affirmed, he must needs fail if he should be forced to write his said sermon, whereof he never wrote word as yet. Wherefore he desired you to be good mediator for him to the King's Grace, that he be not forced to write his sermon. And he offered himself to preach every fortnight, or else every 3 weeks in the Parliament next, coming upon the said matters of his last sermon or other. And he offered himself to preach every fortnight, or else every 3 weeks in the Parliament next coming, upon the said matters of his last sermon or other, at what time or place it shall please the King's Grace to command. His Grace is pleased first, and in due time, unclear, therein. As concerning Master Simon's sermon, he had written it clear, and had sent it unto you ere this time, if he had not be letted, by providing a sermon against tomorrow to be said by him at Paul's Cross. That done for, will finish it, and send it to you with all speed. I have now some better hope of the obstinates of the Charterhouse, which, lacking wit and reason hitherto, have been more like madmen that other. If ye send by my servant the money that ye granted liberally and willed me to send for, I would cause it to be conveyed according to your pleasure, from my house in Aldrich Gate Street, the 15th day of July, by your own Thomas Beddle.